This is
K-Rock 955.
Dude, it's...
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben.
No conditions apply.
Oh, wait.
Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Benny, another Monday, which means another podcast is dropping. Hopefully, wherever you are, you're enjoying us in your ears. We've got a huge podcast to get through today, don't we?
Massive podcast. There's so much happening. Have you been well? Obviously, restrictions are now pretty much close to fully eased.
Back to normality, isn't it? Here in Geelong, where we are, Victoria, Australia. For our international listeners, we know we've got a few of them. It's nice to have people back in the homes.
Yep.
And it's nice that we are able to reconnect with people who are up the highway.
But also up in the highway.
Yeah, no, that's great as well. mate, what's coming up? What are we doing?
Look, I partook in this easing of restrictions. I went out and about, and there is something that COVID has completely changed in my eyes that I'm a little bit worried about, a little bit nervous about. I want to get it off my chest.
Okay.
And just make sure everything's okay.
All right, brilliant. Okay, we'll do that very soon. Also, why we need to be answering unknown numbers, mate.
Ooh, I like it.
I screen them. What do you like with them?
No, I just pick up.
You do because not.
I like playing a bit of a game if it's a...
telemarketer?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I pretend I'm an 80-year-old man that doesn't understand anything. Oh, my God, do I laugh.
Oh,
they get
great.
So frustrated because they think they're so close to getting my money. What's the card number? Oh, it's 4444. Have I said 4? Oh, it's great. It's good fun.
Okay.
Anyway, well, nothing to do with what you're talking about.
Not at all. But I'll tell you why you need to be answering unknown numbers very soon. Enjoy the podcast.
Andy, I'd mentioned just before, I wanted to talk about some everlasting side effects of COVID and something I'm quite concerned about. I don't want to bring down the mood of the show.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll try and keep it lighthearted. I mean, 50% of the show will be lighthearted.
Just stay with me. I like how I say, I don't want to bring it down, but
I'm going to do my damn best.
Yeah. So a couple of friends and I went out last night to sort of catch up. And it was a bit of a bombshell where two of them are from Metro.
Yeah. So hang on. Was town busier because Melburnians can now come down here?
I don't think it was. It didn't feel overly busy.
Yeah, okay.
All the venues we went to were right on top of the time limits, like get in and out sort of stuff. And that's great. Doing your job and you're doing a great job. And it was a bit of a bombshell. The guys from Metro were like, this is the first time I've had a beer from a pub in like 6 months.
Their stimulation senses would have been like overload. Like what? And I'm like,
like going out for dinner. That's a reek for us.
Yeah,
we've been doing that for a couple of weeks now.
We'll put you under our wing. We'll teach you the ropes.
And so we started at the Sporting Globe in town, and then moved across to the Geelong Hotel, and then, as you do, trolled off to Lammies a little bit later on. And
but you were saying Lammies is not the Lammies
that
we're used to.
Everywhere sitting down.
Yeah.
You can just have a little boogie at your table, which for my dance moves is probably a pretty good thing.
Yeah.
but with COVID and everything that happened in the last 12 to 18 months, I'm actually really concerned because a bit of a side effect that I just didn't realise is that it's taken years off everyone's life. In terms of, I'm sitting around at the bar and everyone looks so young. I felt so old last night.
Yeah.
I should not be at a nightclub anymore.
Okay, Benny, that's not COVID that's done that to you.
No, for me, what's happened is I've been locked away for 12 months and then coming out, everyone's so young. I actually feel like I shouldn't have been out last night.
Well, you're just old as well.
I was like 10 o'clock going, oh, who's ready for bed?
Benny, you know that I'm good on my phone if I've got your number saved in it. Yep, if I don't have your number saved, I'm not going to be talking to you. If your number's on private, there is no way known I will be answering.
Mind you, and I guess, you know, when you look at people getting older, you look for growth. You want them to grow as a person. And you've really made some growth.
I think the last 3 months I've grown a lot.
Instead of now not answering private numbers, you pick them up. But you just don't say anything.
I've gone like, yeah.
So like I'm ringing and goes, do, 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 do. And then you hear someone pick up and you just hear this.
Yeah.
And I have to go, hey, big fella. And you're like, oh, yeah. Hey, mate.
It's a new strategy that I've adopted.
I don't hate it.
Only because I saw this article. And I would urge everyone else do the same. Because I think a lot of people are scared of these private numbers that it's a scam. It's a scam caller. they're going to rope you into transferring money to the Maldives and you're never going to see that money ever again.
Yeah.
A Colorado search and rescue team said a hiker was lost in the mountains for 24 hours and they tried contacting him, but he didn't answer his phone.
You're kidding.
Because the number came from a private number.
But he was lost.
He was lost. And he still didn't.
So you wouldn't be taking any number you could? Like, hey, please help me.
Actually,
I don't care if it's a telemarketer. Like, hey, sir, would you like a discounted rate? Not right now, but could you help me?
Yeah. But actually, I hadn't thought of this. He's lost for 24 hours on a hiking trail.
And he's getting a call.
Well, he's got reception.
So why not make an outgoing call?
So, yeah.
Hey, can you please come again? I feel like this guy's just gone for a walk.
So the search and rescue team, after 7 hours, tried to contact him. They attempted calling the missing person's cell phone multiple times, but did not receive an answer.
I guess on another layer, why does the rescue team have their number in private? Like, who are they trying to hide from?
It is. The more you sort of unpack this, it is weird.
It's the strangest little story.
The agency got word after 24 hours that the hiker had returned back to his car and back to the place where he was staying at his accommodation. The hiker told officials that he hadn't answered the phone calls because he assumed they were coming from telemarketers or scammers.
And I just didn't have time on my walk to work out where my credit card was. Anyway, mate, he's now sending $1 million overseas and he's next in line for some throne. Good morning, Andy. I kind of want to start a new segment. I have to talk to the guys that do the pots and pans to get an opener for this because I feel like I bring this to the table each and every week.
Mm.
I mean, there's no real nice way to put this, but crap hacks.
Oh.
People that get online,
yeah,
and say, got a hack.
You know what?
And it's not a hack.
Well, I saw one a few months ago and I said I was going to do it. And I really wish I did it. It was with your bin lid, you fill like a 1.25 litre water bottle up and get a cable tie and strap it to the handle on the bin lid.
Yeah.
So the wind doesn't blow the lid up and then birds can't get in.
Oh, okay.
Wish I did that.
Yeah.
Because my bins were flying.
Very
yesterday.
Windy though. I've seen one like you fill an oven tray with hot water and like lemon. You put lemons into it.
Yeah.
And then you put it in your oven. And you, like, cook it.
That's meant to clean your oven or something.
So it does two things. Your house smells of lemon.
Well, it would.
And then the acidic response of what's happening in the oven, it just makes it really eat like a wipe, and you just wipe it, and it's so clean.
Doesn't work?
Well, it's not that it doesn't work, but it's like, is that really a hack? Because do you know how if you leave pots and pans for a while and it gets really stubborn to get out?
Yeah.
But if you heat it up, it's really easy to move.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing. You're
just
heating,
heating
the oven
it up.
And then you're just wiping it.
Yeah.
The lemons do nothing.
Yeah, but it makes it smell nice.
Yeah, but buy a candle.
Yeah, okay. All right.
A TikToker's jumped online and said, oh, I've got a hack for you all.
Yeah, here
we
go.
If you're flying, and this might be, might apply to some people because we're allowed to fly again.
Yes.
If you're going on, like, if you want to save some money on luggage.
Oh, no. This is going to annoy me. What, bundle it into your carry-on and stuff it in the overhead so no one else can put their carry-on on?
Just wear multiple layers.
You're an idiot. That is so
annoying. Go on to TikTok here. I would say the smartest thing that she's done, and I actually rate this, is that she's taken out what looks to be like a nice cashmere sort of jumper.
Yep.
Popped in 4 or 5 of her clothes, like stacked them on, right?
Yeah, so she's wearing it all.
No. So this is aside from wearing it all.
Yeah.
She's taken all of like some 4 or 5 clothes, put them on a jumper.
Yep.
And then has rolled the jumper and used the sleeves, tied it around her neck, and it is a neck pillow.
That's actually not a bad
idea. That one
idea.
I can live with.
Yeah.
Because it's not a neck pillow. They're your clothes.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a hack I can accept. But if you want to jump on TikTok and say that you've found how to beat the system by wearing more clothes.
No.
It's not worth the embarrassment.
No.
Like, hey, how are you going? Oh, I'm quite warm.
That's the thing. You're going to get hot and you're going to have to take your clothes off and it's going to impact the person you're sitting next to. It's annoying.
Exactly right. It's not a hack. It's annoying.
Yeah.
But the neck pillow thing.
Sorry. Great. Benny, you and I, you more so than me, play around with some diets. I sometimes just say, look, I'm going to go hard at the gym, get involved with some protein shakes, and I should be right.
Yeah, I dabble.
Yeah, you dabble in a lot. I did the actual F45 challenge once.
Oh, yeah.
lost weight. Did well.
Really?
Did really. Do you not remember me when I was looking really good?
No.
No. Mate, likewise, I say the same
thing.
Oh,
righto, mate.
Oh, you're slightly heavy-footed, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
But you do have a treadmill
now. I've got a
heavy
tread.
Yeah. But I think it's always interesting to see people post online saying, hey, look, I'm trying this new paleo diet. I'm losing weight. I'm doing intermittent fasting.
Oh, essentially, here
you're
it
starving is. Yourself.
Just this is the breakdown of what it is.
Yep.
Put less food in your mouth and you won't weigh as much.
And you'll be fine. A man claims his life has been changed since he began the caveman diet. Now, have you heard of the caveman diet before?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's just all meat.
So, yeah, I would assume so as well. So Brian Johnson from the US reckons it changed his life around 20 years ago. You take one look at Brian Johnson and he is so muscly, it's intimidating to look at.
Oh, my God.
And he's
God,
got the biggest
jacked.
Beard I've ever seen. Like, it is...
That ab set freaks me out on people. Like, the one that looks like they've got a gut.
But they're popping out.
But it's popping out.
So what he does...
He's jacked. On this, climbs trees and does it all.
He looks like a lumberjack with huge muscles.
He looks like he's made of rock.
It's so true. It is. So if you want to be looking like Brian Johnson, you need to get on the caveman diet. He chows down on testicles, raw liver.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, testicles, raw liver, and bone marrow every day.
Oh,
he has since
God.
Become known as the Liver King. He eats a pound of raw liver every single day, and he uploads this onto his TikTok account and shares it with his followers. He goes, first, we eliminated the processed foods with this caveman diet, and then we reintroduced the nutrition from our ancestors. So this is seasonal fruits and vegetables, nose-to-tail animals, including the most nutritious, dense part of all, the liver. So when he says nose-to-tail... He's not discriminating on any part of meat
just
on the animal.
In.
Yeah. He literally
that
gets
is,
it in.
I mean, it's but unbelievable what he looks like.
It's so impressive.
So you can't say it doesn't work. But clearly it doesn't help him out with his baldness. Like, he is going bald.
Who cares?
Well,
I'm just saying he...
What man at that age is wearing a hat backwards?
Me? I'd wear my hat backwards.
At that age?
He's chowing down on testicles, raw liver.
Okay, stop saying that.
And bone marrow every day.
If you had any breakfast right now, we do apologise.
Last weekend, I presented to you that I'd kept Wags' testicles.
You are looking a lot trimmer. What's happened through the week?
Starting a new
just
diet.
A bit of salt, a bit of pepper.
Yeah. It's called caveman diet. I'm feeling good. Mate, I think the saying is...
Go hard or go home.
That is one of the sayings. Right. But if you
don't eat yellow snow.
They do also say that. But if you love where you work, like, it's fun. And if you work with good people...
That's not the saying.
Is that not the saying?
Saying is, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
That is the saying. I was trying to think of what it was. And if you
love what you do, you have a good time.
You do. And if you're working with good people as well, I think that makes a huge difference. So obviously you and I work together, and this is torture. Like, this is the hardest thing I have to do on the weekends because I'm working with you.
Yeah, no, cool.
Oh, I'm clearly joking. Mate, a woman has been dubbed the best boss in the world after she gifted all her employees one hell of a celebratory present. Sarah Barkley is her name, and she owns the company Spanx.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, I believe that is an underwear company for females.
Kind of like what Kim Kardashian does, isn't it? She's got the...
Oh, they wear...
It's like the... It's
yeah,
like,
it sort of comes
like
up...
It's bike shorts.
Yeah. Anyway, the company has just been valued at $1.2 billion.
Whoa.
So she wanted to say a thank you to her 500 staff members.
Yeah.
What do you reckon she's done to them? To say thank you, hey, sweet, the company's now worth over $1 billion.
Bit of Oprah. You get a car.
Mate, pretty close. She has gifted all her employees 2 first-class tickets to go anywhere in the world.
Oh, my God.
Which you think, oh, it's pretty good.
Surely you look at the most expensive first-class trip at the moment.
100%.
And just go there. Who cares where it is?
100%.
Get everything out.
You're coming back. It's a return flight.
Yep.
as well as $10,000 to spend. She
goes, my God.
She said, on your trip, you'll want to go out for a really nice dinner and you might want to stay at a really nice hotel. So here's an additional $10,000 to go along with the two first class tickets anywhere in the world.
And that's a tax write-off for them.
What, for the company?
Yeah.
Is it?
Now, if you're gifted that, do you, the $10,000,
yep.
Do you take the advice?
No.
Or do you hang on to it?
You hold on to the 10K.
Because
you don't spend it on a hotel.
That's the conversation. You'd be like, look, we didn't have this before and we're probably never going to have this again.
Yeah.
Do we just go, like,
go rogue.
And just go to the nicest restaurant we could possibly go to the nicest hotel we could possibly go to, because we're never going to have this again.
Mate, I don't think Sarah has thought about this at all.
What happens next year?
No,
when there's no Christmas present?
No. She's got 500 staff.
Yeah.
She's gifting everyone a holiday.
$10,000.
People are going to go on leave and then there's going to be no one to run the business. What's going to happen to the business? Everyone's on holidays, all 500 staff at the same time. What's going on? Where is everyone?
Everyone's leave gets denied. Sorry, guys, you can't go. Can't use your tickets.
There we go, mate. The podcast is just about done, but why people stick around this late in the podcast is for one thing. It's not for us to say goodbye. Benny. It's for this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
The Thought of the Week this week obviously falls to you.
Yes, it does.
We just want to pick your brain.
I want to know, why are some people morning people?
Oh.
And why some people aren't?
So, great thought.
I would love to try and sleep in.
Yeah.
Well, I can't sleep in past 6 o'clock.
Which is... blows my mind. And I've actually spoken to someone about, they said, oh, what time do you go to bed? And I said, I usually get to bed about 11, 12.
Yeah.
They're like, how?
Yeah.
How do you get up in the morning?
Yeah. Don't know.
You know I don't get up in the morning.
Yeah, I'm always like, yeah. But I don't know what it is, but...
Routine. It's a routine.
It is a routine, but I tried to close my eyes this morning. Woke up at 6. My alarm was set at 6:45. Tried to close my eyes. Slept for another 5 minutes or so. I'm like, I'm done. Can't do it. That's it.
You didn't get up that early, mate, because...
I was here before you.
I beat you here.
I was still early, mate.
Oh, you must have been pretty tired because you were rubbing your eyes. You couldn't believe that I was here before you.
Anyway, there's the thought. No rhyme or reason to it. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. New episodes drop every Monday at 9 a.m. Stay safe wherever you are in the world. See ya.
See ya.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.